Regular gum is boring, but Icebreakers ice cubes are different. They're fancy. Icebreakers gum has flavor crystals, which deliver a rush of cool, refreshing flavor. Plus, they are delightfully cube-shaped, making them soft and satisfying to chew. Icebreakers ice cubes gum. Ooh, fancy. Pick up your favorite flavor today.
Dirty scumbag, dirt balls, or whatever that was.
That was from the heart, too.
Yeah, that was good.
You can't just script that. You can't just read that off and say, okay, hey, this is what I'm going to do for the open tonight or this morning.
Yeah.
That came deep. That was very deep.
It's from a place of pain.
Yes.
It came from a personal insult, namely the Dodgers getting their World Series taken a couple of years ago. Here's another thing I heard. When we were doing it yesterday on the show, who's Earl? Where did that come from? You're like, let me introduce you to Earl. I don't know anybody in my life named Earl.
So I forgot that that we did that yesterday. When he played that back, that's the first thing I thought of. I threw Mike and then Earl.
Like Mike, there's a Mike lives in my house. We have a Mike. Like I would introduce you to Mike, but there's no Earls.
Earl Watson. Earl Watson.
Earl Anthony, famous bowler.
Sure.
From a million years ago. It's the only Earl, unless it's like an Earl, like over in England where you have Earls and Dukes and Counts
Earl
and that
Campbell.
Kind of stuff. Earl Campbell. There you go. The Tyler Rose.
Don't know what's going on in here,
yeah,
man.
Don't know what's going on. Got a lot rattling around in there. This is good. Aaron Rodgers is out. That's breaking news in the last hour or so. Aaron Rodgers has tested positive for COVID. He's not going to play against the Chiefs this weekend. That's oddly kind of the sub-headline. The other headline is that Aaron Rodgers has been treated, despite the league knowing he's unvaccinated, being treated and accommodated as a vaccinated player when it comes to press conferences and things like that. It's a very weird situation. But more than anything else, he's not going to play against the Chiefs, which is good news for the Rams.
So, by the way, a lot of explaining to do, and I think that's going to hopefully figure itself out here. If you just look at it from a football perspective, you and I keep saying the NFC. Okay, what's it look like? Where are the Rams? Rams, hey, feeling good. You're 7-1, 8 games through the season. But there's some teams right there with you. So what does this mean for the Kansas City Chiefs, who's desperate to just try to get some wins and stay in the mix here in the AFC West, number one. But number two, if you're anyone atop the NFC, you look at, okay, well, potentially the Green Bay Packers in this game against the Chiefs, whatever the line was before and what the line is going to be now, the Rams could find themselves. If Rams win this weekend.
The line's already moved 4 points, by the way.
If Rams win this weekend, Packers lose. Who's the only other one loss? Is it Dallas and Arizona?
Dallas and Arizona are both one-loss teams. No, look, this is good news for Dallas, Arizona, Tampa, and the Rams, because if they lose a game, all of a sudden, no, there's no little formula that says, oh, Aaron Rodgers didn't play in that game, therefore it doesn't count. It's a loss. Mm-hmm. You either won it or you lose it, so that's very good news for the Rams and everyone else in the NFC. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. If you'd like to participate today, you know how to do it on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back. So are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. All right, so with that in mind, and I'm sure we'll get some phone calls on this, 877-710-ESPN. That Laker game last night was really weird, Al. Never mind the fact that the officials didn't know the rules.
Never seen anything like that. I was so incredibly confused. And if you hear Coach after the game, he was so incredibly – everyone was incredibly confused.
It was great because
– including the refs.
I was watching it on television, and they stopped the play. They bring him over, and they're talking with the coach of the Rockets, talking with the coach of the Lakers. LeBron's kind of eavesdropping on the whole conversation, and the referee is explaining what they're about to do to Frank Vogel. And look, we've seen baseball managers and basketball coaches and to a lesser degree football coaches argue with officials. And they're doing it with a purpose. They're arguing with, A, you got that wrong or you missed that or you need to do better or one of these things. Or more often than not,
keep calling the foul on that end, call it on this end too. They're positioning themselves.
They're working an angle so I can get a call a little bit later. It's part of the game. Part of the game. Watching it last night on TV, you could see Frank Vogel. You could read his lips. And his body language was very obvious. It was, wait, no, I don't understand what you're about to do. You can't do this. This doesn't make any sense. What do you mean you're going to take a couple of points off the board? And this was in the game. After the game, you could still tell that he wasn't quite sure what was going on.
definitely something the league's got to look at. I understand the mindset to get it right, but you know, once you know, you like, did he explain what happened? It was their fourth foul, and they gave us free throws. They were supposed to shoot free throws on the fifth foul. So we shoot the free throws. Play resumes. You know, a couple possessions later, they realize they made a mistake. So they just take the points off the board. Later. Okay, which is, to me, like, you know, once play resumes, you can't correct that. Can't correct it. The league's got to look at that because they can't give us that possession back. You know, if it was correct at the time of the call, we get the ball on the side, and it's our ball. You know what I mean? But once that goes away, you just take the points away. Don't give us a possession back. You can't correct that at that point. Very frustrated by that. The league has to look at that. That's what happened there.
Okay. I understand, like, intellectually I understand, but he's exactly right, Al. You can't go back. You don't see this. This is what doesn't happen, mm-hmm. Okay? Where we're in the middle of the third quarter, and the referee comes on and says, we've gone back and looked at the tape, and in the second quarter, there was a holding penalty on that touchdown, so we're just going to take that off the board.
And it's not your ball.
Yeah, and you don't get the ball back.
Okay, this is
just so strange.
Can I explain? We're going to get into the game. We'll get into,
that was the best part of the game.
It was the most interesting part. You're right about that. But there's just kind of playing it off this way. You know what could have happened yesterday? Kevin Porter Jr. took a three with the Lakers up two at the buzzer.
Uh-huh.
And if you know, and I'm sure many of the listeners do, you know basketball. There's certain kind of misses that you're like,
That was
on line as can possibly be. You shoot that shot again, it probably goes down, okay? If he hits that shot, the story this morning would have been that the referees, in a possession where they screwed up on, thought it was five fouls, but it was actually four, went back a couple of possessions, took 2 points off the Lakers, and gave the ball to Houston Rockets. So that's the argument Coach and LeBron
they
were trying to make.
A possession.
They're saying, okay, guys, let's say you were wrong on the fouls. We didn't get the ball. So we got fouled and then didn't get a possession for it or any free throws to show for any of that. Imagine if that shot goes in and the Lakers end up losing by one after taking 2 points off. Part of me sitting back, I'm like, what the hell would the NBA have said in that predicament situation? It looked incredibly disorganized.
Well, there
by the
would
refs.
Probably still be some sort of situation taking place
We'd
inside
still be at
Staples Center because
it'd be a 12-hour review.
There would have been problems. You almost never see points come off the board. Now, I guess,
yeah,
it doesn't matter because the Lakers won the game anyway. Mm-hmm. I guess that's one way. You know what? I need to do something real quick. I need to apologize for everybody that I've ever gotten frustrated at, whether it's high school sports or little leagues or whatever. And sometimes, you know, you got these dads that are calling games and they don't know what the hell's going on. And my question has always been, hey, look, guys, I understand that you're not getting paid this. You're volunteering your time. Can we just know the rules, please? Can we just understand the basic mechanics of what's happening, like three outs in an inning, you know, four downs before you have to punt, you know, all these things? But the NBA just had three guys on the court that did not know the rules or just completely missed them to where, look, I get it. Somebody somewhere is keeping track of this stuff and saying, guys, hey, that's only four. We're not shooting free throws yet. Ball out on the side, Laker basketball. Nobody, it took them multiple possessions after to figure it out. How's that possible?
Let's go back.
Those guys make a lot of money.
Let's take those 2 points that you had. So it was kind of funny, too, because you saw the Lakers score. John and Michael calling the game. I'm here in the studio. I just walked back from the fourth quarter. You know, come over here. End of the third. And John's like, Lakers up by five. And then he's like, you know, trying to understand what's going on. He's like, okay, well, looks like they're taking two free throws away from me. Lakers up by three. I'm like, what do you mean?
But no, nothing happened.
What do you mean they're just up by three? You can't just take points off the board. That's obviously what
it happened. It was a weird, weird circumstance. And then, of course, there was the game. I'm not there yet,
okay,
but I'm closer. I'm closer. I'm worried that this team might not be very good. I'm really worried because the Houston Rockets and this, they're bad. They've won one game. They beat Oklahoma City. That's their only win.
Thunder have one win.
Oklahoma City has one win mm-hmm. against the Lakers. Mm-hmm. this team should not have to hope that a three-point shot from Porter rims out. This team should not need what they got last night, which is 32 minutes and 27 points from Anthony Davis, 36 minutes and 30 points from LeBron James, 27 points and 37 minutes from Russell Westbrook. These are the night, you know, we talk about load management. Michael has said this a million times. The way you load manage is be up 30 points going into the fourth quarter. They were behind at the half. They don't play any defense. And again, I'm going to say this a lot today, Al. You're going to start rolling your eyes. You're going to hear this so much. The Rockets are terrible. Mm-hmm. They're a terrible basketball team that hung around with the Lakers all night long.
You have to tell me. Remember, you were trying to tell me that the Texans are the worst team in Houston. I'm like, no, they're not. Watch the Rockets. I watched them on Sunday.
Fair. Good point. This is a bad team that they had trouble putting
okay.
away.
All right. So I think there's two camps here. And we can throw this out to Laker fans because I really genuinely feel there's two camps. And I get to see it more in the post-game show, how people are reacting or how what kind of messages they're throwing up on Twitter. These are the two camps okay. that I think Laker fans are on. One camp is, guys, it's the eighth freaking game of the season. They just put this squad together. They're still 5-3. Everything's going to be fine. Who cares what they're doing in October and November? That's one camp. Which, by the way, I understand where that camp is coming from.
Me too.
I don't think that's a stretch to say, do you really care how they're performing right now at the moment? It's a long season, 82 games, all that.
Yep.
And I think there's the other camp. The other camp is, and this I would say I fall more into this camp.
The second one.
I fall more into the second camp, which is I have not watched good basketball yet. I have not. And I had an expectation that not that it's going to be perfect, but we're going to watch some good basketball. Maybe I look at it too closely, but I'll just kind of give what's happened so far this year. You start the preseason out 0-6. Mm-hmm. Okay, is what it is. It's preseason. Everybody kept saying that, but you didn't win a game. Okay, put that over to the side. So far in the regular season, you've played some really bad teams, okay? If I go down the list of the teams they played, forget the first three because the first three were actual playoff teams. It was Steph Curry and the Warriors. It was the Phoenix Suns. It was Memphis.
Yep.
Put that to the side. San Antonio is a lottery team.
Yes.
The Oklahoma City Thunder is a lottery team.
They might not win 15 games.
The Houston Rockets is a lottery team. The Houston Rockets, again, is a lottery team. And the Cleveland Cavaliers, that was a game on Friday night, is at best, a play-in tournament. But I don't think they're going to be in the play-in tournament. So I position it that way because it's not just did you win or did you lose. How did you win? How are you looking? So I think there are two camps when it comes to that.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think that you can kind of sort of be in both because I think I'm in both, but I tend to agree with you. I'm more in the second one. I'm not saying that this is a finished product. The Lakers are bad.
Absolutely
they're never going to play
not.
Defense. That these pieces don't fit. I'm not there yet.
But can't
right?
you just assess what you've seen so far?
Of course. And what I've seen so far are bad teams that are giving the Lakers a hard time. That are bad teams that the Lakers can't either beat or put away. That are bad teams that the Lakers can't stop from getting easy baskets. And that's the biggest thing for me. It's not just that, okay, you struggled with the Rockets, you struggled with OKC, you struggled with San Antonio, all the teams that you just mentioned. These guys, they're getting easy shots, Lee. They're scoring 115 points other than the Cleveland one, which wasn't quite as bad in the first
Cleveland
Rockets one.
And the first Rockets,
yeah.
Yep.
But they're giving up a ton of points to teams that are not offensively gifted. This isn't the Milwaukee Bucks or the Brooklyn Nets with a full complement of players or Klay Thompson and Steph Curry just torching you one night. This is the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Houston Rockets.
It's the bottom of the league.
Who are getting easy. You're trading baskets with them. I get it that the Lakers can score and the Lakers can do some things and Russ took over a little bit last night and LeBron in the fourth quarter was
just
brilliant.
Turns on
I,
whenever he
I get
wants
it.
To turn
I get
it
that
on.
They
yep.
can do that occasionally, but they can't stop anybody. They really can't. And I don't know. This is as fresh as they're going to be. This mm-hmm. is probably as healthy as they're going to be. And they're getting run around in circles by teams that are not going to sniff. These teams will be tanking by the time we get to Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. if they're not already. Mm-hmm. These are bad basketball teams that they can't keep from getting easy shots, good looks, putting up 110, 115 points. And that part makes me think, you know what? You may need to do something. And I'm not saying blow it up, but I'm saying maybe somebody needs to go. Maybe you need to add a defensive-oriented player. Maybe you need to do something because they don't stop anybody on that end of the floor.
So I think, you know, part of this also has to do with what's your expectation coming into the season.
Mm-hmm.
That has a lot to do with your perception. So my perception coming into the season was, hey, this is a team competing for a championship. Mm-hmm. That's it. This is the class of the Western Conference, and everybody else falls behind them. That's kind of how my mentality was. And I think most Laker fans feel the same way. Even though it doesn't have to get done in the first 8 or 10 or 20 or 40 games, it doesn't. You're not going to see a finished product till down the road. The thing that sticks out to me is, how are you looking in these games? Just how are you looking? Are you going through stretches where you're saying to yourself, when the Lakers want to turn it on, there's just nothing anybody can do against these bad teams? Just use that as an example. I don't see really many stretches like that.
No, very few.
And it's not, I don't want people, you're being negative. No, I'm watching these games, every single one of them. I have an expectation for the Lakers that's on a very, very high barometer coming into the season, like most people are. You want to see better basketball.
It's okay to be negative when the play is negative. When you're giving up 117 points to the Houston Rockets, it's okay to say that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's not being negative. It's watching what's taking place. So which camp are people in?
I was just going to say.
877-710-ESPN. 877-710-3776. The Dodgers can feel just a little bit better about themselves today, and it's not for the reason you think. I'll tell you what it is next. It's Travis and Slee, 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Speaking of Home Depot, Al,
yeah.
I was just going through some Ask Slees.
Okay.
There's a couple of home improvement questions coming your way.
Yeah, no, bring them my
way.
People know.
20 minutes or so.
I'm basically a general contractor.
One of them requires the phrase, like a boss. Do you go into Home Depot like a boss? For some reason, I'm thinking that's not your jam. That's not your lane. That you don't walk in
there. You guys sell paper towels here?
You don't come in and go, oh, hey, good to see you again, Al. Like, you're not that guy.
I have a story for you.
Where are the hammers?
By the way, so...
Do you guys sell hammers?
A friend of mine who is a general contractor,
uh-huh.
No question about it, I've gone to Home Depot with him.
Yeah, they know him.
Straight celebrity.
Of course.
Oh, no, just come into this entrance over here. Hey, Ryan, do you want to get the – should we get – like just communication. I have no idea what's going on.
Well, there's a language. It's like anything else. You got to know the language.
And then I feel like a child. He's like, hey, just grab a soda or something.
No, it's so funny.
I feel literally like a kid.
It's so funny. So there is something deeply emasculating, and I'm in this boat.
Yeah.
I am not a handy person.
You call 2x4s, and like I just hear all this yelling, and
I just need to know like where I can get more ceiling fan light bulbs, and they start dropping. Not like guys, I just need to know aisle six. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know the language that you're speaking. Can you just please treat me like the idiot that I am?
Where are the garden hoses?
It's not a great feeling. It makes me feel less.
Why don't you go over there, Al? There's an area for people like you at Home Depot. Go over there.
Still trying to dig out how a professional league where the referees, the officials, make hundreds of thousands of dollars to know the rules and administer the rules. I'm not saying did he get fouled going up or not.
No, you know, it's not a judgment call.
It's administrative. No. Mm-hmm. It's you don't shoot free throws until there are five fouls. That's just number four.
Yeah.
If you let him shoot foul shots, we're going to go back a couple days later and take some points off the board. Just a weird moment in that Laker game last night. Let's go to Palmdale for our first call on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Manny in Palmdale. Manny, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, it was incredibly frustrating last night to see them take the points off the board. After a couple of minutes of play, or at least it seemed like that, I thought that the right call to make would have been to take the next shooting foul that the Lakers were awarded and turn that into the ball out of sight to correct for the mistake that they made.
But they still have the ball.
They made it. Yeah, it just made it worse. Taking it off the points, it was just frustrating.
Manny, part of me too, I thought, appreciate you calling in, by the way. Part of me, Trav, I was like, okay, well, they're going to take the 2 points off. It's going to be Lakers possession. Just like I just thought in my own little head, hey, we didn't give the Lakers the ball. we took the 2 points off. We didn't give them the ball, so we're going to give them the ball now. So it's not like Cleveland goes from down, or Houston goes from down 5 to down 3. And, oh, by the way, possession is in the hands of the Houston Rockets. I thought they'd do something like that.
Yeah.
But can I say something? And this is just kind of the reality. This is why you don't stay in games against bad teams.
Because stuff happens.
Anything can happen. Now, that's a stretch. Nobody was going to think, you know, by any stretch of the imagination, nobody thought, okay, a scenario like this can happen. But you know what else can happen? Fourth quarter, you could be in a close game where you need LeBron to play 35-plus minutes. Do you want him in games in November? You know, all those people that keep saying the Lakers are fine, which I'm not going to disagree with you that I think the Lakers are fine big picture and long term, and you might have your doubts on that. But these are the types of games where you're playing in a tough one in November against all lottery picks where the game truly doesn't matter. Do you really want to be playing with your food? Do you really want to put yourself in a position where LeBron's in this game? Do we really want to come on this morning and talk about a referee screwing up a call? Don't be in the game.
Other than they won the game, there was nothing good last night. There wasn't. Their best players had to play too many minutes. They had to expend too much
Carmelo
energy.
Carmelo was good again.
Carmelo,
by the way, 6-9 again.
Carmelo's having
Carmelo
a great
miss a shot.
But they should never need the sort of performances
sure.
we're talking
sure,
about
sure.
to beat a team like that. I want to go back to something Manny said before we get to another phone call here. The reason that the NFL, when there's a call like, did he catch it or not?
Yeah.
Was he in or was he out? Mm-hmm. And the team that thinks they might have gotten away with one, what do? They race to the line of scrimmage to try to snap the ball because once you run another play, that's it.
This is a good example. I think
that's
I know what you're going.
Right?
It'd be the equivalent of 3 plays later.
Going back. He was out. We're going to back it up. It's part of that. But here's the thing. The only solution to last night's mistake, and I get it, the referees made a mistake. They awarded free throws when they shouldn't have. But
random mistake.
But the second the play continued, it's over. And then what you have to do is go to the Rockets and go, guys, we blew it. We missed it. I don't know what to tell you. We blew it. They shouldn't have shot free throws. They did, but we're two possessions down the road now. You can't rewind the tape and do it again. The only thing that made sense was, yeah, we got it wrong, but why are you going to punish the Lakers and rewind the game?
Do you know what this means in the NBA? That if basically I'm just moving my one finger up and referees will do this.
You were trying to rope a calf.
I don't know what I was doing. That might not be the same.
That was a little similar to your dance in the end zone at SoFi.
No, that was like this. It was more like this. So what they basically do, Trav, is if you take a three,
uh-huh.
and they're not sure whether it was a two or a three.
They go look.
They'll do this, basically saying, hey, next dead ball, or at some point, as in the game can go a couple more possessions, but they could still go back and say, hey, that was a three or it was a two. This is the most odd thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, you're going to go a long time before you see, because not only to go back, but to just miss something administrative like mm-hmm. that is.
You know, why don't they go back to a call against Cleveland and change the score?
Once you've decided, hey, we can go back.
Open that
then
up.
I'd like to go back to 3 years ago where you missed a call. It's silly. Let's go to San Diego this time. And Jeff, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, so I just wanted to kind of touch base on the Lakers. So, you know, going back to a few podcasts ago, you know, it's not a hot pocket. We gotta actually marinate everything and make sure that everything is prepped properly before it gets cooked. Hot pockets. I think if we're still playing like this, let's say Christmas Day or heading into the New Year, then we should start to worry. Vogel needs to get implement the defense that he usually masterminds into it. I think everything else will fall into line after defense, because offense starts from defense. So I think we should just relax a little bit. I do agree that we shouldn't be in these tight games, because overall we have the better talent. But, you know, things happen.
Jeff, appreciate you calling in. So I will say this. By Christmas – remember, we played some from Brian Windhorst yesterday. Said, I don't even want to assess anything until Christmas comes, maybe even a little further.
Right.
But that would be the equivalent of us then coming on air after a game, after a win or a loss, and after a game yesterday where they gave up 70 in the first half, and just saying, nope, we're fine.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. And then Oklahoma City Thunder coming back and after a 26-point deficit. Hey, they're fine. It's okay. Look at the date.
Yeah.
And it's the equivalent of saying you have to go to overtime against the San Antonio Spurs, or you go from up 28 on Sunday to end up winning by 10, and LeBron and Carmel, all these guys are playing big minutes in the fourth quarter. It's the equivalent. If we keep saying this, we'll just wait till Christmas. I don't think any of us disagree that, yes, they're going to be a better product as it goes down. But that doesn't mean that you don't have some concerns along the way or along the process.
It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. I have the perfect analogy.
Hot Pockets?
Hot Pockets are good, but I think this one's a little better. Your grade is determined by the final exam. Okay? Mm-hmm. Fine. The only thing that matters in this class is your grade on the final exam. Yeah. Okay, cool. You're not turning in the homework. You've had a bunch of quizzes that you've gotten C minuses and Fs on. You comfortable with this? Are we good? Hey, these don't count. Okay, but you clearly don't understand the material. You clearly are not doing the work that's going to set yourself up.
You know the difference?
It's the reason. It's not just that they're in these games. It's the reason that these games are going the way they are, and it's that they can't stop anybody. Mm-hmm. That doesn't just all of a sudden go away.
You know what the difference is whoever's taken that test is saying, oh, no, but I've been doing this for 15-plus years. I've been in this. I know what it takes. I know what the final exam looks like. And I say that because that's probably the mentality of the Lakers. You got a ton of vets. You got a ton of guys that know.
They taken that Giannis exam yet? They taken that DeAndre Ayton exam yet? They taken that Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, new Warriors exam? That's a new test. Mm-hmm. It's not the test that you took 4 years ago. It's a different test.
And by the way, you know, yesterday we got a chance. THT, I put this up on Twitter. Talen Horan-Tucker was warming up a little bit yesterday. So he got his stitches out a day ago. So now all of a sudden he's using his right hand again. So he's getting a chance to – you're talking about some of these young players, just using that as an example. I know not all of them. You said Steph. You said a couple of these other players. But Lakers are kind of – now when you see the THT piece and maybe the Kendrick Nunn, they're in – desperate is not the right word, but, man, do they need some of these younger players to hurry up and come back when they're healthy.
All right, the first college football playoff rankings are out, and believe it or not, some really good news for USC. That's next. Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Speaking of turkey, you know what today is?
Yeah.
It's National Sandwich Day. That's very exciting.
Yeah, that deserves like some real time. It can't be.
Oh, we'll get it.
Yeah.
Trust me. Janice, is this your handiwork here where the station tweeted out, can you guess Travis's favorite sandwich? Yeah, she's nodding her head. The station has tweeted out, Happy National Thanksgiving, or Hashel, yep. I can't even talk right now. Happy National Sandwich Day.
Yep.
Can anyone guess Travis Rogers' favorite sandwich? You want to take a stab at that? I'm not going to give it away right now unless you guess it right, because it's a good sandwich. I think you've probably eaten one. Everyone in this room has eaten one.
Is it going to be like an extreme one? When I say extreme, I'm saying like a pastrami, number 19, like that kind of sandwich? Or is it a very...
It's on every deli menu in the world.
BLT.
No, but that's
Can
a good one.
Guess?
That's a Yeah, give it a shot.
Turkey Club.
Nope. Taylor, you want to take a stab at this?
Reuben?
Getting warmer. We'll stop right there. That's the close. It's not. That's number three, mm-hmm. but that's a...
Do you still do a Philly cheesesteak every morning?
I would. If they're home, can you imagine? Maybe I'll start doing
that. No, that's not.
Wrap one in the foil, leave it in the fridge.
Yeah, like that's not
a
good idea.
I don't think my heart would be a bigger issue than my stomach. But yeah, no, I have my top 686 sandwiches that we will rank at some point today.
Yep.
Good news for the Pac-12. Good news for USC. The first college football playoff rankings came out. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. I'll guess appear via the Goodyear
Hotline. Some surprises on there.
I'll say.
Yeah.
Perhaps nothing more surprising than Oregon getting in at number four. Oregon's not good. I don't know if that the committee has looked. Both of my parents are Duck alumni.
Oh, really?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
My dad played basketball and baseball at University of Oregon a million years ago. Mm-hmm. My son was a student at Oregon. So I watch a lot of Oregon sports. I've watched them for a very long time. And they've had some really, really good teams over the years. This ain't one of them. This is not a good team. Their quarterback is not very good. The league is bad. But somehow that win at Ohio State early in the season has put them in the top four. And you look at who they have left, there really isn't anybody on their schedule that they shouldn't beat. Doesn't mean they won't lose. They lost to Stanford. But they could win all of those games. And get the Pac-12 getting into the Final Four, Lee, would be such a boon for this league because they have not been good for a very long time. They have not been a player on the national championship scene for a very long time. And just getting someone into the mix is really good news.
Do you remember, I don't know, a couple months ago, I brought up a scene from Donnie Brasco.
Mm-hmm.
It was Johnny Depp and it was Al Pacino, right? And Al Pacino goes up to Johnny Depp and he's basically showing him some diamonds. And he's like, hey, you know, what do you think these are? Trying to find out what they're valued at. And he's like, get these out of here. They're a fugazi, okay? The Pac-12 is a fugazi. Okay? Oregon is a fugazi.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this kind of reminds me of, first of all, the mere fact that they're in the mix here is pretty damn impressive. And let's also remember, they have a win against Ohio State.
Without their best player. So, without Oregon's best player in Columbus.
So that has a lot of the weight. But a team that can go to Ohio State and go get a W also is going to demolish the Pac-12 in the process.
Theoretically,
right? They're not going to lose against Stanford, which they should have won that game. Couple things, this, that.
Couple of bad calls.
Okay, couple bad calls. You still shouldn't be in it in a close game against Stanford.
Amen.
So it is great for the Pac-12. And it's great for a school like the University of Southern California because all you're trying to do when your conference is as bad as the Pac-12 is today, all you're trying to do is stay relevant.
Yep.
But Oregon is 100% a fugazi.
I'm not going to argue with you.
They're fugazi.
I think you're right.
Pac-12, a stronger fugazi?
Yeah, no, they're the best costume jewelry piece that exists in there. The rest of it, that's like one of those things you get at Macy's. It's not a real diamond. It looks nice, but the rest of it's something you get out of a gumball machine.
Yep.
That you get
Can
at the pizza
write
parlor.
K Jewelers on the receipt? What do you mean?
Here's why it's good news for USC. Cincinnati's at six. Cincinnati's unbeaten. Mm-hmm. They're good. I mean, I've only seen them play a couple of times, but seeing them play against Notre Dame, they're a good team. They got good players. They're very well coached. Luke Fickle, you could tell, was bothered deeply by where they were placed at number six. And looking at who's ahead of them, if everyone else can take care of their business, which is a huge ask, there's a lot of football to be played.
Yeah, yeah.
Cincinnati could still lose, and this could become a moot point. They still have to go and play SMU. But if you run the table at a place like Cincinnati and you're Luke Fickle and you can't get in, you're like, what the hell am I doing here? I need to be in one of these conferences. I need to be, at USC.
Unless eight teams coming. 8 or 12 is coming.
Okay.
Even if it's going to take a couple years. So, by the way, if that scenario plays out, that's going to help everybody. That's also going to be very beneficial to the Pac-12 as well.
It will.
But, you know, when I say, you know, you're saying, well, I got to get out of here. I got to go be in a conference like the Pac-12, I'll go coach USC, and then, oh, by the way, all I got to do is just win a couple good games a year, tough games a year, and I could be in this college football championship unless that eight team comes.
Okay, but here's the thing.
That will come.
I agree with you. It certainly gives them a better chance, but you don't think they're going to put a two-loss Alabama team ahead of Cincinnati?
Not if you're undefeated.
I don't know.
And by the way, Alabama will get in, but there will be other spots that they'll be able to
but
get.
But you look at it. They're already putting two SEC teams in a four-team playoff. They're going to find a way to put Alabama in. Let's say Alabama loses by 3 points to Georgia. Last-second field goal, Georgia beat somebody. They're getting in over Cincinnati.
Somebody else is not getting in place of Cincinnati because they're undefeated.
Oklahoma's 9-0. Mm-hmm. They're out. They're at number 8 right now.
They're coming in.
They're coming in ahead of Cincinnati. Yep. The point is, it has to break right for you at Cincinnati. It doesn't have to break right if you're at the Pac-12. It doesn't have to break right if you're in the Big 12 or the Big 10 or the SEC. You just got to be good. That's it.
But you do agree with this. If you're Cincinnati and you go undefeated, and this year is an 8-team playoff, Cincinnati's getting in. You do agree with that?
I think they're likely to get in, but I don't think it's a slam dunk.
I don't think you could leave an undefeated.
First of all, they're close. They're at 6 right now, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say Oklahoma stays unbeaten. They're going in at 8, and then you got some Notre Dame. They wouldn't want a one-loss Notre Dame, and I know that they lost to Cincinnati.
They wouldn't. That's actually a very easy one. They would not. That's the only reason why Ohio State is not top 4. You realize that.
I hear that, but Notre Dame...
Because they lost to Oregon.
You're looking at this. I understand. You're looking at this as a football equation. You got to look at this as a television product, too.
I think...
Cincinnati doesn't get anybody excited.
You're 100% right. I think you are desperate in your presentation right now. I think people are starting to walk out the room. And
you're just trying to find a way to get San Diego State in there after their first loss.
No, can't.
Fresno State, really?
Fresno State's actually top 25, too.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're not bad. They're one of many of UCLA's losses along the way as well. Another Fugazi Pac-12 team along the way.
If we can get one Fugazi in a show, I think we had a good show. If we can find a way to sprinkle in Fugazi once a show.
It's up to you.
Tell me you're not walking away at 1 o'clock saying that was a damn good show.
We've already got Hot Pockets, Fugazi, and you've been in your timeshare bit again. So you're like, you got them all in the first 3 segments. You're feeling pretty good about this.
All right, guys, I'm out of here.
Not yet, you're not. Ask Slee coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Regular gum is boring, but Icebreakers Ice Cubes are different. They're fancy. Icebreakers gum has flavor crystals, which deliver a rush of cool, refreshing flavor. Plus, they are delightfully cube-shaped, making them soft and satisfying to chew. Icebreakers Ice Cubes gum. Ooh, fancy. Pick up your favorite flavor today.
All right, let's start with a little music, Ask Slee. You ready?
Okay.
This is from Darb, and Darb writes, hashtag Ask Slee, New Kids on the Block, NSYNC, or the Backstreet Boys?
Oh, I think this is an easy one.
Okay.
I think NSYNC.
Yeah?
Justin's in NSYNC, right?
Emily, help me out here. Is Justin Timberlake an NSYNC?
Yeah, NSYNC.
Yeah.
Yeah, NSYNC.
Okay.
He's the best artist by far, so you just go with that one.
I got to go Backstreet Boys because I think they were the OGs of this whole thing, right? They were the first guys that, hey, you know what we'll do?
Yeah.
We'll all dance in a line the exact same way, and then that'll be the way that we do that. See, that one was in sync, right? Or was that Backstreet Boys?
Yeah.
That was,
I honestly don't know.
They're also the same. I have one more question, too. Is One Direction in this mix for you, Mr. Slee?
I genuinely have. I know nothing about One Direction. Nothing.
Harry Styles?
Too young, right? These are all like throwback. These are all like, they're not, they're men band, man bands
man
now.
Man bands.
They're
yes,
not,
now.
They're not
but
boy
they were,
bands anymore.
They were boy bands at the time.
not
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, NSYNC takes the, that takes the award. All only because right. of Justin.
Don't forget, you can also do an Ask Slee on the phone, 877-710-ESPN. I'll prove it to you right now. Let's go to Francis in Glendale for an Ask Slee. What's up, Francis?
Hey, party people.
I love it. Hey, party people.
Hashtag Ask Slee. Does Mike Budenholzer look like he came home and the bowl of candy he left for trick-or-treaters was gone, including the bowl?
100%, Francis. I'm really actually appreciative that you called in to kind of state that, because I think a lot of people on October 31st were in a similar position. Who takes the bowl?
Teenagers, punk kids.
The bowl?
This is okay.
What are you going to do with the bowl?
They're going to throw it in the neighbor's yard because they're idiots. That's what they do. They're not going to take it home and make a nice salad in it.
First of all, why are you mad as if your son did it and the neighbor came to you and said your son took the bowl?
Because people need to realize that teenagers do dumb stuff. And if it's not the end of the world, lighten up. Okay, here's what happened the other day. This is the Karens are running wild in my neighborhood. They are out of control. And because everybody has a Ring doorbell that video cameras everything, one of these kids, it's not my kid, so I'm not defending my son. It was not one of my children. Mm-hmm. Some 15-year-old kid, they had a big bowl of candy, like take two, he took 30. posts it on her page. Who is this candy thief? He's not a kid. He's a 15-year-old kid that wanted a bunch of Snickers. Calm
Maybe
down.
Maybe guard your candy then. Calm down. If you're going to be that annoyed
that's
by
That's exactly what I said. If you don't want Junior to get all of your Twizzlers, then answer the damn door and give one apiece. It's a pretty easy problem to solve, lady.
Yeah, I think that's probably something right now that's in with the LAPD. They're going to figure this thing out.
You would have thought so. You would have thought that there had been some
That
sort
is
of
actually a very lazy way of doing it. By the way, and like you said, you're going to have some kid that's going to say, wait a minute here.
And it's not the crime of the century.
A freaking candy in front of me.
I'll take it all.
How about you answer your doorbell? You give them two like you want. Right. Keep the bowl inside and everybody's safe.
You're at the turn of your round of golf. Mm-hmm. Your options are hot dog, brat, or peppered turkey on squaw. What's your selection? Hashtag ask Slee.
I'll go brat.
Good choice.
I love brats.
They're good. They're good.
You know, I every time, like wherever I go, if that is an option, why do I go towards that? Those are just so freaking good. How about
it's better than a hot dog. It's got more flavor.
How about a Costco? Do you ever go? I don't buy them very often, but they just got, it's like a whole aisle there.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say something different. Because you know you get the hot dog and the drink for $1.50 at Costco, which is, you're never going to find a better deal in the history of the world. You can swap out that hot dog for a brat. Just letting you know if you're into that sort of thing.
Also, a TikTok went viral where an employee wrapped the hot dog in a pizza.
Oh,
from
I saw
Costco.
That. Yeah, that's aggressive.
That's
just
cap.
Have a hot dog and then a piece of pizza. There's no need to have to
that's
eat them
cap.
Simultaneously.
Nothing, I was going
to
say, Trav, nothing on the that's cap.
It's pretty good. When you get it right, I'm just going to
right
just
in the eyes. Like, hey, did you hear that?
I didn't like that part. Don't look me in the eyes. Makes me feel uncomfortable. Dave writes, Does Slee have one of those iPhone cases that doubles as a wallet? You should get one. I'm going to get that. Hey, you guys in there, do not get that for Al for Christmas. I'm getting him that.
You know why I don't have one of those? The chances of me losing everything. Like, everything's gone in just one.
Do you lose your phone a lot?
Phone, no, but
that's the thing. The phone is the one thing that people don't lose.
Do you carry a wallet?
I don't.
Taylor, do you carry a wallet?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I don't know about you, and I don't know the science behind this. Every time I owned a wallet in my life, everything's gone. Like it's gonna take a couple of weeks, and everything is gone. The only way, knock on wood, that I don't lose everything.
Does that count as a wallet? It's my daughter's hair scrunchie with a bunch of ones and a credit card.
I literally just put everything in my pocket. And for some reason, I don't lose everything because
I love the iPhone case. The problem is somebody might see you taking like your credit card out of there and then you look like an idiot as opposed to pulling it out of just your pocket or something like that.
It's nice for going out when you don't have to bring a whole purse as a woman or you don't have to bring a big wallet. That's the genius part of it.
I'm considering it. This is from John. How long do you use a disposable razor for? You rolling with it for a couple of uses?
Yeah.
Or until it starts to rust?
Listen, I was asked about something in regards to leftovers, you know, in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Look, those things stay until it's time to go. I don't think the razor is that much different here. If the razor can... Those things are like $40 to go get a 10-pack or whatever they are.
It is cost prohibitive to throw them
away. It's not even just the cost prohibitive. Every time I feel like every time I'm like, okay, that's it with this one. And then I go back in the shower and, you know, I usually shave in the shower. It's still sitting there. I'm like, we get another use out of this.
Until it's physically painful to use it, we're going to continue to use it. Like, I have to nearly slit my jugular before I'm going to throw that thing away.
Even after that, Mike, one more. We got one more.
I promised a home improvement one. This is from Daniel Tapia. You're at Costco. You get ushered over to the self-checkout line. The register is broke, and you've now lost your spot. Do you tell everyone, hey, go back. I'm Slee. You go back to your original spot or quietly go to the end of the line?
There's an empty feeling about being in the self checkout, and like something doesn't go right, and then the red thing goes off, and everybody's kind of looking like, hey, why isn't this guy
the attendant to come over?
There's three other people waiting. Like, why isn't this guy just put in his produce and let's keep this thing moving? I don't know what I do in that situation. Do you try to go back in the same? I think I go back to the end of the line.
I do too.
Yeah, I think
and,
I do.
And unless, and I'm desperately looking at the attendant like, you're going to move me to the front of that other line. Like, if they put me in the front, yeah. I'm going to the front. But if they're like, hey, this is broken, I'm sorry.
No, he probably said, hey, it's broken. Or no, he probably says, hey, why don't you come here? I'm going on my break. He's gone. And then you're left there.
Yeah, no, I'm a coward. I'm going to the back of the line for sure. I'm not cutting in front of somebody. Are you crazy? It is National Sandwich Day. We're going to break it all down and tell you which sandwiches you should be eating. And Emily has a very, very strong sandwich theory that everybody needs to hear. That's next. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.